September 29th, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right, we'll open up the audit meeting for September 29th of 2020. And I think we're in the process of wrapping up final signatures. I got to start over?
Yes.
Well, mine is going, so.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the audit meeting for September 29th, 2020, here in Town Monroe. We're wrapping up final signatures on vouchers, and then we will continue. You know what
I think I'm not.
You got everything. All right, so we have all the necessary signatures on the vouchers. I do have some transfers that need to take place. And the first transfer, I'll be looking for a motion to that $2,000 be transferred to account A1420.4, which is general attorney contractual, and the same amount be transferred from A1990.4, which is general contingent account. And the purpose of the transfer of these funds is for the payment of attorney's fees.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries unanimous. Also, we'll need a resolution to transfer $2,500 to account TSA 160.4, which is transfer station refuse and garbage contractual, and $2,056 be transferred from TSA 8160.2, which is transfer station, refuse garbage equipment, and $444 we transferred from TS 9050.8, which is transfer employee benefits and employment. Purpose of this transfer is for contractual expenses for the transfer station.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. All right, so we're on that. We do have one order of business in order for the bills to be paid. I have a resolution. Do you have copies? Actually, I don't think you have any copies.
Yes.
I just got it, 20 minutes.
This is the one that you gave me?
It's not
the one he's doing? Oh, okay. No,
so
I don't have that one.
All right, so this is a resolution. Town Board, Town of Monroe. The subject is the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund Expenditure. Whereas by resolution dated December 13, 2011, the Town Board of the Town of Monroe duly established a Capital Reserve Fund designated as the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund for the purpose of funding the acquisition and development of land within the Town of Monroe for recreational use, including capital improvements on land presently owned in fee or otherwise, leased or hereinafter acquired in fee or otherwise, or leased by the town. And whereas the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund has a present balance of approximately $223,992.57, and whereas the Town Board of the Town of Monroe has determined it in the best interest of the town to purchase material for the creation of a pickleball court, or courts to be located within the area Beach Harbor Recreational Park in the Town of Monroe, and whereas the purchase of material for recreational pickleball courts is a purpose for which the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund was established, and whereas the Town Board desires to fund the purchase of material for the creation of pickleball courts from the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund, and whereas the Town Board, having deliberated upon this matter, now therefore be resolved that the Town Board hereby authorize the expenditure of funds not to exceed $1,200 and no cents from the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund, the Capital Reserve Fund, for the purchase of material for the creation of pickleball courts to be located within the Harry Beecher Recreational Park within the Town of Monroe. And is further resolved that the supervisor and or deputy supervisor is authorized to execute any documents necessary to effectuate the purchase of that by the above, And it is further resolved that this resolution is made pursuant to General Municipal Law Section 6C and is subject to a permissive referendum as permitted by law. Somebody would like to move that?
So moved.
There's a second.
Second.
Any discussion on that resolution?
That's nice to agree.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we're all done with
discussion.
What is that? So we need to authorize the expenditure for that first. So back on September 9th, 2020, Highway Department worked to repair damaged guide rails and post-fallen accident on Old Saratoga Road. GEICO fully reimbursed the town for this purchase on September 9th, 2020. And I would need authorization to pay for that repair. The money would come from account DB 5110.494, and the amount is $3,629.12.
So moved.
Second.
Anybody want to see that?
Sure.
We had a second on that, right? Any discussion? So we did the repair, the vehicle operator's insurance reimbursed us.
Mm-hmm.
So three.
Yep.
You want to sign?
Yeah, that has to be signed.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Dave?
Anything else for transfers? Any other transfers that are good?
If someone signs it over here and does the authorized official.
Okay, you all set?
Set.
All right, this time I entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
Second.
Any discussion?
I mean,
so moved.
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And with that, I entertain a motion to close the audit meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 29th, 2020 Monroe Town Board meeting, 7 p.m., and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel? Does he hear me?
Here.
Okay. Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. Everyone will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item one on the agenda is the approval of minutes. We only have one set for September 8th, 2020, which was a regular town board meeting. No members of the board were absent. Any questions, comments, changes? If not, entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved unanimously. Item two is to set future meetings and workshops. As the board may be aware, my budget is statutorily required to be made available to the public September 30th. It will be released tomorrow, and we do have statutorily established deadlines for its adoption. And to keep on schedule, I'd like to schedule, as we've done historically, start out with 3 days for the initial budget workshops with our department heads and some of the entities that we fund, such as Emergency Squad, Fire Company, and Monroe Community Center. What I'm looking at now, I'd like to do it on, obviously, on days that are not town board meeting days. But I would like to start as soon as possible. Would next Tuesday, the 6th, work for folks? Say around 5:30. We'll do like an hour and a half or 2 hours to start out.
Yes,
that's fine.
All right, so we'll schedule the first one for the 6th. Would you like to do a second one on the 8th, same time?
Thursday?
Yeah.
10-8?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, the first one.
All right, you're good.
What time is starting?
Yes, sir.
5:30?
5:30.
Is that good?
That's good.
All right, okay. And I'd like to schedule a third one. Not sure we'll need it. But, you know, we were pretty efficient last year. I'd be looking at the 15th for that.
And that's a Thursday?
That's a Thursday. October 15th.
First Friday?
I know I've got open house on one of these nights. Other than we have to be present for a virtual open house. So I don't know the date, but I'll schedule this.
Yeah.
Virtual open house.
Maybe we won't be in it if we get to it pretty quickly, but our interim will do it if we need it.
Okay.
5:30 same time?
I put it on the calendar.
Okay. All right, great. And then I think I'd like to get on the calendar another workshop for solar. And I think it's important that we have a town attorney present with us. And I know she has some availabilities that match with my availabilities. And I just wanted to run that through by the board. And I'm looking at the 29th. Of October.
Which is also a Thursday.
Which is also a Thursday, yeah. And we have a town board meeting that week. And I think maybe, you know, dedicate at least an hour and a half to 2 hours to that.
Yeah, I think so.
So why don't we start that at 5:30 so that, you know, we're out of here in timely fashion by 7:30. And if we need to continue, then we will schedule another one. If not, that'll be our final one before we get the draft law format where we'll have a public meeting on it.
How close are we to getting the public meeting to attend the meeting this week?
So, the governor's executive order expires on October 4th, and I think there's an expectation that it'll be extended another 30 days, but we won't know until So, I'm sorry, were we, everybody okay with that date?
At this point, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we will have board meetings in between if we need to change that for the reschedule. But at this time, we'll get on the calendar for the 29th at 5:30. Great. Next item on the agenda, I have a brief update for COVID-19, which is occurring this afternoon. Starting on the state level, Governor added, New York State added a travel advisory that includes the state of Colorado. However, Arizona and Virginia were removed from the travel advisory list. He indicated that the 20 hotspot zip codes in the state have a 5% positivity rate. Statewide, the positivity rate is 1.1%. There was two COVID deaths in New York yesterday. State Liquor Authority and State Police Task Force visits have been to over almost 1,100 establishments. and they observed that three establishments that were not in compliance. So New York businesses have done a very good job of adhering to DOH's requirements. New York has an additional 1,189 coronavirus cases in the state, which now brings the total in New York to 457,649, and there have been new cases in 49 of the state's counties. Here, a little bit closer to home, in Saratoga County, there have been 1,065 confirmed cases of COVID-19 to date. Number of new cases has jumped by 9. The number of deaths remains steady at 17 since the epidemic occurred. Number of recovered cases is 983. Active cases has gone down from, I think it was in the 70s in Saratoga County, down to 65. However, number of hospitalizations is at 4, which is an increase of 1. The 7-day rolling average positivity rate is 0.89%. And so far today, 99,582 individuals have been tested in Saratoga County. Here in the town of Moreau, there have been 51 confirmed cases. There's been 1 death, and there continues to be 7 active cases. Total number recovered is 43 individuals. And in the village of South Glens Falls, the number has just jumped up by 2 to 15 confirmed cases. Number of active cases increased by 1 to 4. Number of recovered is now at 11. The number of deaths is 0. So that's what I have for the update. Item 4 on the agenda is Monroe Community Center. We have a request. I think board members also have a copy of the annual request for the community center, where they'd like to again use the old town hall. I'll share it with you. I'll read it in and give it to you. They'd like to again use the old town hall on Hudson Street for their holiday program this year. They'll be doing it differently in light of COVID, but still need a central place in which to operate. They'd like to use it beginning November 19th through December 23rd if the town board approves it. They would pay, as they have in the past, for the utilities that are used during that period.
No. But
thank you.
Hasn't been a problem in the past.
Right. Based upon the past history, I would probably work with that as well.
Any motion to that? To approve use of that?
I would do the motion.
So, you want to put forward a motion? Katie?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we allow the community center to use the town hall.
The old town hall.
The old town hall. For the holiday program this year, November 19th through the 23rd.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Any discussion?
Did they apply insurance information?
I think they have in the past, but we'll make sure.
Yeah.
I'm not positive they have. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 5 on the agenda, I have listed as the water department. We do have a little good news. I have correspondence from the town of Queensbury in relation to the actual cost of water for 2019. Says Mr. Chris News, the actual cost for production of water in 2019 was $1.02 per thousand gallons, 97 cents per thousand gallons plus 5 cents transmission cost. The year 2019 budget rate was $1.15 per thousand gallons. This gives you a credit of 13 cents per thousand gallons for the year 2019, which means we will receive a credit of $25,288.77 towards our fall.
Sure.
That's good. Also underwater, I've had conversations with Lance Hillman from Hillman Brothers in relation to the building that used to be the town court facilities over on Route 9. They have access to public water, which was in that building. He also has another building on the same tax parcel ID map. So we bill them for minimum usage. And he brought it to my attention that he's in the process of knocking down the building. You've probably seen the windows are out now, taking up the valuable contents of the building. And he expects to have it down by December. The water line's been removed. He's asking that the town not charge him the minimum use, which we do historically. We don't really have a policy on that. I said I'd bring it to the town board for discussion. I did talk with the town engineer who's working on a more global policy for all of our water districts, because we don't address this particular issue. And he did point out that his recommendation to municipalities is that you charge a minimum of a half of an EBU because the fact that you have primary water infrastructure right up front at lends value to the lot, and everybody in the water district has to contribute to debt service and operation maintenance in some form. So I will say that Mr. Hillman is working very well with us. He has allowed us to place a pump station on this property. And my recommendation would be, in this particular case, until we adopt the townwide policy, that he is not charged that minimum use for the building. That's not going to be there anymore. I don't know if the board members have any thoughts on that.
I'm okay with that. At this point, with no policy in place.
Yeah, so this would be just for this particular parcel. It wouldn't be a blanket policy across the town.
This building being torn down?
Yeah.
Basically nothing there?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So, but there's a second.
So he's got his office building, the transportation, I can't remember the tax ID. Isn't that where the trucks are, or is it the garbage?
It's Hillman Brothers, so it's it's the offices next to that.
Right, so that's all the same contiguous tax parcel.
Okay.
So he's going to get, he's still going to be charged, obviously, for usage on that building.
Okay. And the one that's being torn down, the idea is to remove?
In this particular case.
And it leads to that?
The minimum charge to it. Because there's no water line in there anymore. He couldn't turn it on if he wanted to. And his argument is that we can't take advantage of the water service. But our engineers will tell you that the property derives a benefit for additional cost and value because you do have access to it out there. There is a.
I got the projects. I'm thinking that there's two buildings on the property. Mm-hmm. One is still going to continue to get water.
Yeah, there's separate water lines.
But there's two separate water lines. I'm fine with that charge before. There's no service to
the only. Does he have three buildings?
And he's going to move the one.
Regardless, I agree with the not charging them this time around.
It's a building. I'm not sure.
And we plan to have this as part of our more global policy as we look at water districts within the next 8 months or so. So we're going to address this for good, but in this particular instance, it requires town board action.
Well, let me ask you this question. Thinking about that, we're addressing it in a couple of months. Do we want to be making a decision on this tonight? Is there a chance that our document be reversed by them or around them when we might be addressing this issue? And it's entirely to the town?
I can't predict the future.
No, I know, I can't either, but I mean.
Is anything that happened within the count at this point in time, or are we going to stop?
date on there.
Is Bill twice a year?
He has a bill active right now, which is why you're discussing this. He has a bill in his hand.
$60, is that good?
Yes.
Yeah. So $60 for water service to a building that doesn't have water.
And that's what the standard?
That's the minimum.
I will say that
the value of him allowing us to have
a pump station,
is more than $60, so I still think the town's making it out.
Okay.
So we're going to need a resolution. How would we word that for that first parcel? I have a tax parcel.
You're authorizing, you're only charging 0.5 EU. Is that how you're
going to
do it?
No. Moving forward in our policy down the road, that's the recommendation of the engineers.
And this one you're waiving everything?
Yes. There's no charge.
Then you can just say that.
So then...
for this particular parcel tax map number, whatever.
Yeah, but he's got other buildings on that parcel, so we can't say it's a whole parcel. But
can you refer to the old court building? It's the court building.
Okay, yeah. Former court building. Okay. So then I guess the motion would be to, moving forward, to waive the minimum charge the town has established in Water District 6 for residential use for the building that was utilized as the town court building, effective today.
Right. And then, did you want to put the John Bros? Do you want to put an end date on that, or is it just going to be?
I mean, until another policy supersedes it.
Yes.
All right. So.
Or
until another building is built. Correct.
Yeah. So as long as the
that you're going to that you waive any minimum charge for Water District 6. For the building that used to house the Old Town Court.
Okay, then the tax parcel of ID 77.4-2.
This waiver is in effect only until either a new building is put on that footprint or on that parcel.
Actually, I have the actual address for that.
Okay.
So we went through that address. Remember that address?
Yes.
So, sorry.
That's okay. I'm going right into you.
So, so if we back up, dovetailing off of where I mentioned the tax parcel ID number in relation to service location 1390 Route 9.
The town agrees to waive this minimum charge only until a new building is placed on the property or a town policy is into effect to deal with this. And I can send you more specific language.
So moved.
We can move that.
I just have one quick question because you said effective today.
Effective beginning with the building date of 25.
Gotcha. Yep.
Otherwise, you'd have to pay it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So moved.
Second. Everybody clear on the move? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Did you get that, Alan?
I did.
Thank you.
Probably quiet on that, Alan.
It's early.
Six Highway Department as an update. Received an email from Highway Superintendent Paul Joseph that National Grid has postponed until next Wednesday their installation of the gas line because their equipment is broken down. He also has a request in there for the purchase of the winter sand in 2020 budget year. He was able to obtain three quotes. First is from Kingsbury Highway Department and Hudson Falls, a cost of Second one is Crane's Oil Aggregate at a cost of $9.50 per ton. And the third is from BJ Farms in Greenwich at $7.50 a ton. He's recommending that we go with the Kingsbury Highway Department. This will be paid from account DB5142.491, which has a current balance as of September 2nd of $7,000, which was the amount that was budgeted for this current fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the Highway Department to purchase sand from Kingsbury Highway Department $5 per ton for the current budget year.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Sorry.
Councilmember.
I know we've talked about this in the past, but are we anywhere close to thinking that all that sand down the rack where we could make another bowl could be used for our use in town here?
So I have had those conversations over the years with Paul, and I think the problem is the particulate size.
Okay.
Which makes it problematic.
So it's not the same stuff they took out the first time? Or it was, it didn't work?
Well, I think the stuff they took out the first time, they used a cap field land.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye. And opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. The last item I have for highway is I had a constituent from the Pine Crest area reach out to my office. I actually spoke with him, and he had a question about the bike lane signage that was painted on the road on Peter Dan, and I did talk to Paul about that. His other request is that we do crosswalks at Peter Dan and Merritt. And as anyone who knows, there's a lot of students that walk crossing that road. I actually think it's a good idea. I don't know what the board thinks about that.
I think it's a good idea. Student safety, children, good thing. Maybe there's more that has to be talked with highway about Peter Dam, because of all the neighborhoods that are going down there, the amount of traffic that pops up, maybe that Peter Dam and Merritt has it. I don't know what earned the stop sign, but I know there's it's a straightaway and significantly more density down at the end of Peter Dam now, and I know I've heard from a few residents that were curious about speed, and I understand there the discussion comes back to that's law enforcement's position to control that, and the stop sign should control speed.
You can't use the stop sign as a speed control.
Right. So I know that, but I'm not being an authority on it, didn't really throw that back to the residents like I know that answer, so I just know that there are some folks that are saying, is there a way to, what does merit the stop sign?
Accidents.
Well, we don't want any of those, so I guess it's good that we don't have the stop sign.
No, but if you have accidents, you know, if you're having an intersection that you're getting lots of accidents at, they very well could throw up the stop sign.
Yeah, I don't think. But I wouldn't know, but I don't think there's additional more accidents at Mary Road. I mean,
well, it's always, I don't think that it's an accident from there.
Right. Okay.
All right. So you're okay with the crosswalk?
Yes.
You're okay. Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah.
All right. So would someone like to move that?
I'd like to make a motion that we, the highway department install a crosswalk on Peter Dam Road at the intersection of Peter Dam and Merritt Road.
Perfect.
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is there, I don't believe there's a crosswalk up at Peter Dam and Tanglewood. Isn't that where kids oftentimes cross, younger kids?
Right, so we do the crossing guard down there.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know if the cost would be for an additional one down the road, but.
Crossing guard?
Crosswalk.
I know we've got a request from the school. I mean, where do you want crosswalks? Because I know they want them down by Tanglewood in the football field, right? So, but nobody's going anywhere.
There's no clear coming across the road there from the school property to school property.
They've opened up the end of the fence.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is it part of the corner?
Yeah, they take the kids from Tanglewood over to the high school track.
Yeah.
But I don't see that doing that.
Does highway committee want to work football on that? Or come up with some recommendations?
Yeah, okay. But we'll make, you know, I'll talk to them more about Peter Day and Eric. We don't have any motion on that side, but we had to do it on. Oh, we just did that. I talked to Tanglewood.
Yeah, right, that's what I mean. So,
yes. More on Tanglewood.
Okay, good. And that's all I have for highway. Resignations, we had a resignation from a member of our Board of Assessment Review, from Chris Abrams, and want to thank him for his service in that position. When Chris agreed to be appointed to that opening, was actually a vacancy that was created by Mark Porter, who served for many years in that capacity. And so Chris was filling the unexpired term of Mark Porter that began April 10th, 2018. Chris's term was to end September 30th of this year anyway, so he's only a couple of weeks away from the end of his term. But on behalf of the residents of Town Monroe, I do want to thank him for serving the residents, serving the town in that capacity, and wish him well in all his future endeavors. Do we need a motion to accept that? Next item is Recreation Department. Just briefly, a couple items. We do have an update, which I'd like to provide to the board. I know Alan, myself, and members of the Rec Committee have also been involved in ensuring that we wrap up the Universal Playground in a timely fashion this year. We still need some final rating done along the area where the playground equipment exists. We need to get the spray pad installed, which requires concrete work as well as the ramp to the playground equipment. And it also includes some installation of water lines for the spray area. So I asked our rec leader to provide an update to the board where we are time-wise on that. Just so that everybody's on the same page. And I'm happy to report that High Peaks Tree Service came in and removed about 25 trees on September 19th, and all the brush was removed and mulched. It also adds that due to a scheduling issue with park effects, which was not able to take place, in relation to an inspection that has to take place with the playground equipment for us to need a certain certification. That didn't happen in the spring. And once the project is complete, and he indicated that that should be more than adequate for our certification. The installation of the utilities for splash pad was a little delayed by 1 to 2 weeks. I do have a meeting with Jesse from our water department and Pete, our rec leader, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And anybody's welcome to come down, be a part of that meeting to coordinate the water tap and the running of the water lines so that we can remain on target for completion before the frost comes into the ground this year. I did did reach out to BOCES 2 weeks ago, and I'm very excited to report that not only will their students be coming back, hopefully that's still a plan, I know state by day with what's going on around the state in education, but not only will they be coming back hopefully next week for on-site instruction, they will be staying on-site for an extra month compared to when they usually wrap up. So I will be meeting with Randy Weeks to go over removal of stumps at the park, doing the final grading. We also talked about getting topsoil over there, and you have the students mix that into the top surface so we have a good medium for growing grass as we finish the project. And he's also going to have crews begin working down along the river, up on the Lone Road, to start working on a bike trail, or multi-use trail down there, which is very exciting. COVID really set us back on that. We have budgeted monies for paving and all, so if we can salvage some of that work this year, that's fantastic news. Pete reports that the heavy equipment has already begun to be moved into the park by the BOCES. They expect to finish it up at the end of the week. Students will be on site October 5th, and they expect to be able to work within our timeline through the end of this year. As a final update, we will be addressing this tonight. Parkitex has a proposal for us to move forward with splash pad and walkway installation. Depending on the board's action tonight, we'll be able to check that off as final work on the splash pad and Universal Playground. So with that, I will actually move to, I believe, did you get a resolution on that?
Parkitex?
Yeah.
Jeffrey did it, and then I sent him the language to change.
I have a copy if you don't have it.
Well, do you have the
other one?
Change one?
Mm-hmm.
The
came out after the other one.
Okay. If this is the change one. Mm-hmm.
All right, so just to go over what we'd be doing with that resolution, we'd be engaging the services of Parkitect to do the splash pad, concrete slab, the mechanical, plumbing, the electrical, 2250 square feet of walkway, a ramp with about 17 foot cheek walls, 140 square feet, for a total cost with the seats and the walls of $61,520. This would be the final component of what the town had budgeted for this project. And that's going to require a resolution that is also subject to permissive referendum. And if the board is willing to move forward, I'll have the clerk read that for us.
So that would be on three phases at this point?
No.
It's phase one that got delayed from last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured. I just, okay. Yeah. All
right. So
whereas by resolution dated December 13th, 2011, the town board of the town of Monroe duly established a capital reserve fund designated as the townwide recreational capital reserve fund for the purpose of funding the acquisition and development of lands within the town of Monroe for recreational use, including capital improvements on lands presently owned in fee or otherwise leased or hereinafter acquired in fee or otherwise released by the town. And whereas the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund has a present balance of approximately $290,766.65. And whereas the town board of the town of Monroe has determined it is in the best interest of the town to purchase equipment for use at the universally accessible playground and spray park to be located within the Harry Bitar Recreational Park within the town of Monroe. So be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the expenditure of funds not to exceed $61,520 $1,000.00 from the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund, a capital reserve fund for the purchase and installation of spray park equipment to be located within the Harry B. Tarr Recreational Park within the town of Moreau. And so be it further resolved that the supervisor and or deputy supervisor is authorized to execute any documents necessary to effectuate the purpose identified above. So be it further resolved that this resolution is made pursuant to General Municipal Law Section 6C and is subject to a permissive referendum as permitted by law.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, it's just nice that we're able to get to this spot with all the delays. I know we had those young men years ago that had this idea, right? And we're finally at it. So it's nice that their ideas and finally get here. That's great.
Yeah, we're able to salvage some work on that as a result of COVID delaying as we still moving forward. So
no, it's great.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item under rec. Our rec hours, we're coming into, we'll be changing the time soon. As the board recalls, under code, we have established park hours at 9 a.m. to dusk. However, by a resolution that was modified to what we currently operate under, which is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now with sunset a lot earlier than 8 p.m., 7, time change is going to come into play here. This board, I don't want to have employees down there after dark. So does the board have a recommendation on what the new hours should be and when they should kick in?
Well, sunset is like 6:40 right now, and then we got about another 30 minutes of light. So I know soccer goes for another 3 weeks. We got 5:30 on Monday nights, so they're there until at least 6:30. So I don't know if the park staff need to do what pulls up the park. So
sure people walk a lot from the night, I think.
Right. So it'll be dark at 7:15 in the park. I mean, the bells are right now at 7:30. So
yeah, so the time change is my rhythm is right, but whatever.
Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And November first.
So
we're back in the so it's gonna be 6 o'clock.
We must have already established fall hours anyway.
I don't know.
Well, so we went from, I would say from the period now, from November, and I can bring it up again if you want, but what would you like the hours to do?
Why can't it be dusk?
That's just fine.
Because at this point, so it's kind of somewhat of a variable, but I mean, there's no reason for us to be hanging out for a period of time.
Right, okay. So then I'll entertain a motion that the park hours effective.
Why not tomorrow?
Effective September 30th, become 8 a.m. until dusk.
That works until skating time.
But we've never turned lights on for skating, have we?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Not every night, but certain nights.
We should, Friday, Saturday, maybe Thursday, but Friday, Saturday.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. So, did somebody move that?
So, I'm making a motion that we change the park hours starting tomorrow from 8 a.m. to dusk.
Second.
There you go. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we'll let you know that for scheduling purposes. That's all I have for you. Right? Item 9, the supervisor items. We just have a few items here. I received a telephone call to my office from a town resident, Mary Malnowski. She wanted to compliment how helpful and pleasant Linda Hart at the transfer station was. So we'll pass that along to our employees down there. And also, a little disconcerting news. This afternoon, there was an accident between the town sweeper and two motor vehicles on Route 9. I think it was the old Saratoga Road side of Route 9, the west side. What happened was a vehicle stopped for the slow-moving sweeper on Route 9, and the vehicle behind it hit that vehicle into the sweep. Not a lot of damage to the sweeper. I think I heard Paul say maybe an oil spill. At least one car was totaled. One of the occupants, at a minimum, was transported to Glens Falls Hospital for observation. Right. The report I got later this afternoon was that everyone was okay. So, but the car was certainly totaled. And, you know, glad no one was hurt with that. Also, under supervisor of items, I received notice of the Saratoga County's locations for drug take-backs for unused or expired medication for safe disposal. Location will be here at Row EMS on Route 9. It will be Saturday, October 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Other locations include Wilton Town Hall, Clifton Park, Half Moon EMS, Saratoga Hospital, and Saratoga Police on Naval Avenue. So the closest one for our residents is over here at Half Moon EMS. And I received, and I think my office passed it on to town attorney, a notice of claim from Verizon in relation to damage done on Verizon property. Water department were digging an area off of 18 Maplewood Parkway. They have Warren Thomas in there, so is that a way this one?
Nice try.
I did talk to Jesse about it. They're placing a water service in there. The lines were already marked, they still damage the lines. So anyway, that's been referred to our insurance carrier. But I didn't want the board to be aware of it. I know Carla provided a memo to me, just giving a heads up about public employees, where the employer has passed on Labor Day, where the employer is required to have certain policies in place, and I know you're keeping them.
Yes, you need to, they need to be in place as of April 1st, but they need to be presented to the union February 14th.
Right. And this is in relation to when in an event of a declared public health emergency involving communicable disease is declared, it requires certain actions on the part of the municipal employer.
So we have to put together a pandemic plan.
Pandemic plan. And the last item I have under supervisor items, as I indicated at the top of the meeting, I'm required to submit the town budget. I want to thank Jeffrey and Lisa in my office for helping to put that together. It's very time consuming. As a backdrop, I want to make the board aware that as we go into budget workshops, we've seen significant decreases in our sales tax. As I've reported in the past, in May we saw a reduction of nearly 30%. In June we saw a reduction of nearly 40%. July was a 10% bump up, but that was in relation to, I think, the filing requirements. sales tax according to the state, an artificial bump. But then we saw another 12% decrease in August, and September's number is down about 11%. So it's not good news. It's very challenging, in my opinion, because in putting the budget together, we do rely heavily on sales tax. I know that the numbers will not bounce back to where they once were, or at least for 2021. So the budget I put together reflects that. And this budget here, I reduced spending by almost 18% over last year's adopted budget. We've got serious shortfalls in court revenues. The budget that was provided to me by our department heads, you know, some of them, we have one department that is asking for a 13.5% increase. Another department was asking for 11% increase. Another department wanted 8% increase. The budget I have that I'm releasing tomorrow, tax rate will be flat. We'll see basically a penny increase per $1,000 of assessed value over last year, and I dramatically reduced the use of fund balance from, for instance, with the general fund, from $463,000 of fund balance down to $250,000. I think it's a very conservative budget. I think it's appropriate. You know, you'll have a copy of it tomorrow. So, and I look forward to working with everybody on that as we go through that process.
I'm sure you're going to look forward to that.
Well, I did notice that I scheduled a third meeting day in case we needed it. I think that all I have for supervisor items or any committee reports?
Just two things. I don't know if this isn't necessarily a committee, but I am the liaison to the school district, and they recently mentioned that they are going to continue forward with the South Clinton whatever school district merger study, and they are looking for six community members to be part of a committee. If you have any interest in that, you can call the superintendent's office directly and put your name on their list. I don't know where they're at with it, but I know they put that notice out there. I think it might have been also mentioned in the postdoc. As a member of the personnel committee, I think I should remind, we have a, let's see, date for the annual harassment training that needs to be done.
It's within a year of when you did it.
So I think it was October last year. So I believe we get to look and see. It's a reminder to look to remind everyone to, I believe Jeffrey did send something out a while back. So we should check our emails for Jeffrey's reminder to complete that training.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have to do it. So let's make sure everyone gets on that. Sound good there?
Okay. Do need a brief executive session.
I do. Yes.
So, blame it on council. So, we need a. Actually, it's a two-part executive session. The first part will be to discuss the work performance of an unnamed person or persons employed by the town or history. And the second part of that is going into executive session.
Acquisition of real property.
Acquisition of real property.
Make a motion to go into executive
session. Is there a second?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're going into executive session. Hopefully, it won't be too long. Okay, then so.
Oh, I see the camera. Yeah.
Alrighty, we are coming out of executive session. No action was taken in executive session. Last item on the agenda, does anybody have any other business? If not...
No.
Do you need a motion to come back out of executive session?
No.
No?
Okay. Because we
actually never need one.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.